This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. WOSU has chosen its favorite local Tiny Desk submission. Unsigned musicians from all over the country submitted homemade videos featuring their music and, yes, a desk. 50 of those were from Central Ohio, and from that pool emerged Zoo Trippin'.
Said you better leave it alone. Even if you're feeling lonely, it's best just to shut up your phone. Oh, no.
Their entry depicted the five members of the band wearing sunglasses in a cement underpass, performing a stripped-down version of their 2016 song, Great White Buffalo. The acoustic ukulele-accompanied version is far different from the bass-thumping, amped-up one they played for WOSU's Broad and High.
Her smile is murderous, killing us with kindness. We cover up our crazy, hide what's inside us, maybe.
Guitar player Lynn Roos III says that sound is part of what keeps them here.
For a while, it seemed like, I don't know, rock and roll was dying off a little bit, going the way of the dodo to pop music and whatnot. But in Columbus, it's alive and well.
For all the talk of rock and roll, Zoo Trippin' are musical vagabonds. While songs off the 2016 album feel most influenced by blues and funk, their release the next year, Purple, swings from metal to acoustic to modern country. And last year's The Sunny Black EP leaned towards hard rock. I asked Roos if their genre commitment phobia made it difficult to keep a fan base.
I think it actually makes it a little easier because since we play so many different types of music, I think at different shows we'll you know, perk up someone else's ears that like weren't digging the really loud rock and roll stuff that we were playing, but suddenly we play something with a bunch of harmonies and like, oh wow, that was nice.
Can you give me an example of one of those harmonious, more melodic songs?
Yeah, like a song that we released last year on our EP T-Sides. It's called Forget Me Not. It's about Alzheimer's.
Thousand yards here. Hard to believe the stories that you're telling to me. Sorting out the real from the fantasy. Come tomorrow, who are you going to be?
Singer Tony Casa wrote the song.
That song lyrically was about my grandfather, Dante Casa, and he was going through Alzheimer's and we just kind of wanted to address it just because a lot of our stuff, like he was saying, you know, is that upbeat, cutthroat rock and roll, have a good time, party, this and that. But sometimes it gets dark and heavy, and we wanted to kind of reach out to people and be like, hey, you know, you're not alone in this because this is very common.
No more worrying about forget me not. No more worrying about.
The National Alzheimer's Association took note, and Zoo Trippin' started to play benefit shows for the organization, raising $100,000 in the process. Casa says music is a particularly apropos way to approach the subject.
In your brain, when it comes to your senses, you know, they'll start to go one after another, but music somehow remains intact for a long time. And so that's why when you hear a song that's from your high school, you kind of get taken back to that place and that
feel
time.
What you felt.
Yeah, you can almost like hear and smell and taste those times almost because it's so strongly wired in your brain.
Zoo Trippin' has a slate of festivals this summer and a national tour coming up in November, but their home base is not changing anytime soon.
Yeah, Columbus is 100% home for us.
Like, we want to travel the world and spread this music to every corner of the globe, but we'll happily retire and die in Columbus, Ohio.
Absolutely.
Claire Roth, WOSU News.